In Iran, the hardline cleric Ibrahim Raisi has won the presidential election and will replace the current president, Hassan Rouhani, at the end of this eight-year term. He beat three other candidates in a poll in which most of the would-be candidates were actually barred from standing. Matt Bevan has the backstory on the president-elect. Matt, hello there.
Good morning, Fran. Yeah, a lot of adjectives have been used over the weekend in Western media to describe Ibrahim Raisi. Most of them are something along the lines of this.
He is the great conservative hope, the hardliner Ibrahim Raisi.
As Iran prepares for a more conservative president.
Conservative, hardline, ultra-conservative. Others, including the new Prime Minister of Iran's regional arch-nemesis Israel, Naftali Bennett, used other words to describe him.
Ibrahim Raisi, of all the people that Khamenei could have chosen, he chose the hangman of Tehran, the man infamous among Iranians and across the world, for leading the death committees, which executed thousands of innocent Iranian citizens throughout the years.
And yet, this is how the moderate politician Javad Zarif, who is currently the foreign minister of Iran, described him in an interview over the weekend.
Mr. Raisi is the president of all Iranians. We have a president who is elected, who is a reasonable man. I have worked with him for 30 years. I know him pretty well. He's a decent man. He's a reasonable man. From now on, every one of us will have to work in a way, whether we disagreed with him or whether we agreed with him, whether we liked his policies or whether we disliked his policies. He is now elected by the people.
It's a vote of confidence, but not exactly an enthusiastic one. I think it's worth looking at exactly what Naftali Bennett was talking about there. Why is he calling Raisi a hangman? It's for the same reason he was placed under US sanctions a couple of years ago, because of alleged historical human rights violations. The time we're talking about is the late 80s, a time when Iran was in the news a lot around the world. It was 10 years after the Iranian Revolution, which brought Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini to power as the first supreme leader. But 10 years after coming to power, the Ayatollah was in poor health.
Ayatollah Khomeini has been in poor health for several years. 12 days ago, he underwent surgery for intestinal bleeding. The early prognosis was good, but his condition deteriorated.
Khomeini was making international news by issuing a fatwa, a religious order, for the assassination of British author Salman Rushdie, something which led the British government to cut diplomatic ties at the time.
I don't think there's any scope for misinterpretation whatever of a call for the assassination of a British subject on British soil.
And an eight-year-long war with Iraq was coming to an end.
I now call upon the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Republic of Iraq to observe a ceasefire as of 0300 hours UMT on 20 August 1988.
Okay, so that's the context, but that's the time we're talking about. But as this war with Iraq was coming to an end, Amnesty International and UN investigations alleged that the government was working to exterminate dissent with mass executions of political prisoners. Amnesty says between July and September 1988, the Iranian authorities forcibly disappeared and extrajudicially executed thousands of imprisoned political dissidents in secret and dumped their bodies mostly in unmarked mass graves. It's been reported that the thousands of dissidents executed had to face a brief questioning from a committee who asked them a short series of questions like, are you a member of a dissident group? Do you sympathise with dissidents? Would you be willing to walk through enemy minefields? And if the answer to any of these questions was no, the prisoner would immediately be taken out to be hanged. Amnesty International alleges that Ibrahim Raisi, who was only 28 at the time, but already a significant figure in the judicial system of Iran, was a key part of this committee. In fact, became the head of the committee at one point during the process. Human rights groups allege that 5,000 people were killed, an enormous number, even in Iranian terms. Dissident groups claim that 30,000 were killed. The Iranian government denies that the event took place, but over the years, Raisi has sort of addressed his role in the event in kind of coded language, defending what happened, but also kind of denying it. Ever since, he has been involved in Iran's judicial apparatus in one way or another. He was Attorney General at one point. In 2019, he was made Chief Justice of Iran. And at that point, the US and EU sanctioned him, citing the 1988 alleged death committee on top of a crackdown on protests in 2009 as the justification. Now, the thing is, in the late 80s, as the first Supreme Leader's health failed, he appointed President Ali Khamenei as his successor. He took over in 1989 when the first Supreme Leader died. There's now speculation that something similar is happening here. The second Supreme Leader, Khamenei, is now in his 80s, and many say that by essentially making it impossible for anyone else to be elected president this year, he is anointing Raisi as his successor. Though, at the moment, in the short term, there's not expected to be a lot of change in terms of domestic or foreign policy in Iran, Fran.
All right, Matt, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Matt Bevan.